Chin Chin, it's Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum.
Chin Chin indeed.
Brought to you by Sailor Jerry.
And we've got a special guest in the house tonight. We've got Guy from Cuba Libre on McKelvey Street in Ponsonby. How are you, mate?
Yeah, hola. I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good. Now, Tom from Federal Merchants was just saying off air that a couple of weeks ago you guys had a bartender bowling competition and you guys reigned supreme.
Well, of course we did. years and years of practice.
Yeah.
Finally, you know, misspent youth coming into fruition and just smashed a bunch of people with bowling. So, what we do.
Ten pin,
of course, you know, yeah. It's a little bit more gangster.
Do you know what? I love a good bowling competition, but the thing is, when everyone's had a couple of beers, usually the quality of bowling will either dramatically improve or go downhill. It's probably a gamble.
There's probably a brief window, just like pool.
That's what I was going to say. Like, there's that sweet spot that you hit that you're like, oh my god, this is the best bowling that I've ever done. And then you have a beer or a Sailor Jerry, and you may just get out of that sweet spot. But Guy's team managed to peak at the right time over that competition.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, one of the boys definitely carried us for sure. But I mean, I feel like I pulled my weight.
That's all it takes, though.
I'll give you a rundown briefly of the day. So what we did was we invited 24 bars, basically my favorite bars around Auckland. And I was just like, look, you bring four of your bartenders along for the day. We'll chuck you on buses. So before the pre-party, we went to Cuba Libre, to Guy's place, had some food, had some coffee cocktails with Sailor Jerry in them. Delicious. Jumped on the bus. And then had two games where all of your team's pins counted like collectively that then put you into the finals, and Guy's team took out the finals. A big trophy with the flash art all over it, and then that was when we rolled into the after party with the free tattoos.
Trophy looks pretty good on the back bar, Cuba Libre.
Sounds like the worst time ever to go to a place where there's a tattoo option after all that scenario that you just explained to me, basically. It sounds quite risky.
And haircuts as well, don't forget.
Oh, haircuts, that grows back.
What's the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut? 2 weeks.
You'll be here all night. Hey, now, Guy. Let's start. What have you brought with you, mate? What's in the bag?
Some of the ingredients behind. No, Tom made us make drinks with Sailor Jerry, which is all good. Good times.
Yeah.
And I did one, kind of based on the old Just Juice ads. Yes. If you remember those, so it's called Just Juice. You know, without the T, the wee hyphen. And it's spelled juice, you know, like if you're an East Coast hip-hop artist with the double O's. If you remember those old Just Juice ads where you're just like...
I feel like you're going to sing a song in a second.
Lounging in hammocks and all that kind of thing going on. And all fruits like smashing into each other. I was like, yeah, mangoes and limes and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, all that stuff's going to be delicious with Sailor Jerry, so... bang it together, which I can do now.
Okay. Yeah, well, talk us through it. Just let us know what's going into the... It looks like it's going to be a built drink.
Yeah,
it's super. And so you just talk us through each ingredient.
Is that
ingredient
a mystery ingredient,
measurements?
That one that you've just taken the top off, or is that...
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Mango puree.
Oh, nice.
Mango puree.
And a lot of it.
Tropical as it gets.
It's
a very popular drink, Big Hungry.
Okay, good. Do you want me to grab another glass?
How much lime juice? So
I want about 15 mils of lime and 15 mils of mango.
Oh, yeah.
Mango is a bit sweet as well. Just good tropical sort of flavors. And this one's super easy to do at home. All real easily accessible ingredients.
Is it easy to get mango puree?
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, just buy like canned mangoes and stick them in a blender and...
Okay.
That's probably rolling the deepest.
Can I just have a little horn on that? A whiff?
Take a wee shot, perhaps?
No tongue, John.
Oh, yeah. It's concentrated.
Oh, it's lovely, though.
Thanks, love.
A little bit of chilled water.
Tropical and Caribbean and exotic.
What's next?
There's a little bit of Cocky Americano, which is...
the office like workers are starting
to sniff around. What is it? Can you say that again?
It's called Cocky Americano.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's like a vermouth, basically. A little bit of aromatized wine, which kind of gives like a little nice light freshness to the drink.
Interesting.
How much did you put on?
Oh, about 20 mils of that, you know.
Okay, this is weird. What is it? Let's have a whiff.
Yes. Tell me what you think. What are you smelling? What are you getting?
What are the notes?
I don't know.
Agreed.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's some kind of liquid.
It's not. It's definitely like obviously kind of all the white wine.
Tom's going in.
Not. It's got way some answers. Smoother.
Got some answers, mate. Do you know?
Definitely a sweet style spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Whatever
it is. Yeah.
Unusual.
Because
it's. Oh, it's wine cool, based.
It's got a colour of wine. Yeah. Is it just like a dessert wine situation kind of thing?
Yeah. Similar, without the overt sweetness, you know,
right.
extra residual sugar.
Yeah, well, that mango sorbet is going to be.
This is like this is a famous ingredient. You need this to make a proper Vespa Martini, which is, you know, the quintessential James Bond cocktail.
Okay. Right?
So if you're trying to bang out one of those,
shaken not stirred, etc.
Yeah. That's cool. It.
We can obviously tell none of us roll James Bond style in here. Because we have no idea what it is.
I do. I don't know what the drink is, but I know about James Bond.
But,
I can cut my teeth on James Bond as a young child.
So next time you're suited and booted,
a young British
going
child.
Somewhere, you want to look important, order a Vespa Martini.
Okay.
It's good douche.
Nice. Okay, what's next?
And watch most bartenders like squirm, because they won't know what you're talking about.
If they shake it, he just gets out like, fuck, you ruined it.
Yeah. We got some Sailor Jerry in there. Obviously, good shot of Sailor Jerry.
How did that happen?
30 mils. Yeah, snuck it in
quick,
there.
Fast.
How much? How
slight
much,
of hand.
How
you guys are boring me,
it's,
so
it's
I just
like
got it in.
Sunrise. The drink is a lovely sunrise colour at the moment.
What's this one?
And last one, we got a little dash of apple liqueur.
Apple liqueur.
Oh, right. John's
so
going to smell
like
that.
Spice notes from the Sailor Jerry. We got mango. We got citrus.
It's funny how the apple liqueur is totally clear.
Yeah, well, it's distilled, right?
Yeah, right.
What is it? So this is Edmond Briot.
This is a very fancy French one. You probably get away from some cheap, bright
marketing
green
has got you. Yeah. Marketing has got you.
Oh, that's it, you know. It's all bartending stees.
Is that 15 mils of the apple liqueur?
How much? Five. A little dash. And apple and mango is a pretty dope flavour combination that people don't touch too much.
Oh, this is fantastic. So it's like the little apple situation in a 50 cent mix.
Yeah, exactly, man. Same flavour. So you could definitely just hoon a bottle of
that. Is great.
Responsibly.
That's 18% as well.
Is that why you only need the 5 mils?
Yeah.
Tom's getting on this. Give it a sniff, buzz.
That's a good time.
And then you put it all together in your mind, and you're pre-drinking.
It definitely is that 5 cent lolly.
The tangy apples.
Look at that's crazy. Do you know what's? We have done a lot of cocktail corners in our time, but there's two bottles here that I've never seen before, which is good.
It's exciting, the world of spirits.
Yeah, learning experience.
A lot of colours of pink.
Educating you one Sailor Jerry cocktail at a time.
Yeah.
Next week we'll just level up again.
You have to find some of
them. Yeah, continue the education. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, mates. We'll sort it out.
What's the gist? Is that built in the glass?
Yeah, that's it, man. So you can easily pull this one off at home, little parties and stuff. It's not too much to it. You can basically bang everything together, like multiply it by 20, put it in a big batch, and then just divide it over glasses. So now we're just going to ice it and give it a stir. And I brought my proper authentic Caribbean stirring stick for it. It's called a swizzle stick.
It's quite a low-key drink, really. Yeah, it's not like a big mixer with it or anything like that. It's just ice and that and all those kind of trippy alcohol on a little bit of mango stuff.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool. I feel like the rum's gonna be right in there.
It's going to be particularly punchy today, but
that's fine.
I feel like you're big lads.
I've got a chair right behind me. Don't make me pan.
Yeah.
So,
and that's it. Then put some mint on the top and make it look pretty, and you're away.
Well, just have a little sip on this. So just tell us a bit about Cuba Libre and what you do in particular.
Yeah, so we're a new site. We've been open almost 3 months now. We're a Caribbean-inspired rum bar. We got a full kitchen, so...
Gives it here, John. John's already had a sip. He's going for seconds.
That's so nice.
I'm happy with my lime brown over here, you know.
That's delicious, man.
Yeah.
Just the right amount of tart as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just simple. It's not designed to be a drink that you have to overthink. It's the kind of drink you could see yourself lying on a beach in a hammock.
Mm.
It's tasty,
fresh fruit ingredients and boom.
Yeah, so you guys you're fresh on the scene.
Yeah, so we're new. It's been my wee pet project I've been working on the last few years. Finally found a spot that I really love. We opened up end of July. We got a pretty cool offering. We open up in the morning. I've got the best barista and the best coffee in Ponsonby.
Coming out strong.
Oh, mate, we don't come here to fuck spiders, man.
Dude, 309-3879, give us a call if you think your coffee's better than his coffee.
Mate.
New Zealand and their
Cuba Libre is where your barista gets their coffee.
Strong.
That's what's up.
Fair enough.
Then we do a kind of express lunch through the day.
John's just about wrapped up this drink by himself.
Yeah.
You right there, mate?
He's looking pretty happy about
it's
it.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yum.
Then we do the full night thing. So we've got a full dinner menu. So it's modern Caribbean inspired cuisine. So by that, we take flavors and spices from different parts of the Caribbean. So Cuba, Jamaica, Barbados, combine them with high quality New Zealand produce. Heaps of gluten-free vegan options as well in our menu. And then we got the bar going, so it's all rum cocktails. We've got a great selection of rum, but the whole idea for me and Cuba Libre is it's not about, like, bartenders will talk about, oh, we're here to educate people. For me, I'm just trying to facilitate a really cool social experience. So the food's designed for sharing, it's social dining.
Spot on.
You get a bunch of little plates you can share and you can drink, and it's just about making sure people have fun in a place where, you know, we don't judge anyone based on, like, oh man, you got a really bizarre, trippy coloured shirt, you're in jandals, like, look like you need a haircut.
That's good, because I don't fuck with places where I can't go with jandals on, man.
So exactly, man.
I'll see you there.
If the most important thing to a bar is what shoes you got on, it's not the kind of bar I want to be in, and not the kind of people I want to have in my venue. So
that's great.
That's what
we're
all about.
I think their philosophy is getting on with a few people these days. It's quite good. But that's fantastic.
And that's why rum kind of works pretty well, because it's not like a pretentious spirit, you know. Like,
puts you in a place as well. Like, it's good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Guy. We won't hold up Tom. I know that he's got to go and do a whiskey tasting now. Over
on the shore. Gee whiz, sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm just jumping from one spirit to another over here, going from rum to whiskey. Whiskey's my home base, so I feel comfortable doing that, talking about that.
All right, Tom. I'd rather stay here and hang out with you guys.
Hey, big ups, Sailor Jerry. Very
and,
nice.
Thank you, Cuba Libre, there on McKelvey Street in Ponsonby. Cheers, guys.
Legends.
Ah, that was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum. Go to sailorjerry.com.